I'm Amanda Hunnick for Illinois Public Media. Computer synthesizers have likely become a staple of your daily life, with Siri, digital music, YouTube, and more. But do you know where they come from? One of the earliest synthesizer structures was created at the University of Illinois' Experimental Music Studios in the early 1960s. It was part of one of the earliest computer instruments, the harmonic tone generator. I visited the SUSE Archives and Center for American Music on the University of Illinois campus to learn more about the instrument. There, I talked with the instrument's creator, James Beauchamp, and Mark Smart, who developed a new, playable harmonic tone generator.
This is it. So this is the reproduction, and this is the real thing from the 1960s.
Okay.
So how does it work?
Okay, so what you have is you have six sine waves, and periodic musical signals, you can take them and break them down into sine waves. An individual sine wave sounds like... So there's one sine wave, so it has a really kind of a dark, simple sound. But you can take that and you can add to it other sine waves that are multiples of that frequency. Like if this was 800.
Both the replica, which Mark Smart is currently demonstrating, and the original, which no longer plays, look incredibly similar. So we're looking at three different panels, and there's a series of knobs on every panel. There's a keyboard that went with it, but it's not here right now. So by turning those knobs, you adjusted the sound that was coming out?
Well, we adjust the level of the volume of each harmonic independently of another.
A harmonic is an overtone that accompanies a fundamental tone at a fixed interval. And that's James Beauchamp talking, the inventor of the first harmonic tone generator. He met me at the SUSE Archives on the University of Illinois campus to show off his original invention, as well as a recreation by Mark Smart, also with the department. Beauchamp created the harmonic tone generator in 1964, and even though it's no longer playable and you may have never heard about this computer instrument, Smart says it has made an impact.
I think it's really important. It's historically important, but not many people know about it. I think Jim's kind of an unsung hero of synthesizers. It's still... a synthesizer structure that people haven't explored enough yet. And with the software, you can push it beyond what was possible in the 60s.
While it's difficult to draw a straight line from the HTG to Siri or the electronic dance music of today, it is connected. And that's part of why Smart wanted to recreate the harmonic tone generator. As an electronics professional in the Department of Electrical and Computer Engineering, Smart became interested in the now silent instrument.
I asked Jim a bunch of questions and got something basic running. Jim liked it, and he came up with the idea of us building a hardware interface with all the knobs and lights and buttons on it like the original thing had.
It almost looks the same as the original. Not quite, but that almost. At a certain point, probably was my senior year, a light bulb went off, and I decided that we build electronics in an audio. We record using electronics and playback. But what about making music or sounds from electronics to begin with, to synthesize sounds from electronics?
Jim's structure is unique. I've never seen it really anywhere else. And I think it's not as well known because he didn't sell it to rock stars.
So, as someone at the forefront of computer music in the 1960s, what does Beauchamp make of where electronic music has gone?
I think it's exciting. I think there's a lot of fantastic things that are going on. Well, I'm just proud that people are fascinated by what happened back in the 1960s. You know, this was sitting under our workbench for 25 years at home, just waiting to be put someplace, and we had no idea where it was going to go.
And that's when Scott Schwartz, the director of the SUSE Archive, talked with Beauchamp about donating the HTG to the archive.
And he came over to the house and rescued our harmonic tone generator from oblivion and wrapped it up very carefully with blankets and took it out to his truck. And my wife was really elated to get that out of the way. But the idea of having it just sit here and not be able to make any sounds because it doesn't work anymore, you know, electronics only last so long.
Both the original harmonic tone generator and its next generation counterpart will be on display at the SUSE Archives Museum until May 27th. After that...
And Mark and I are talking about making a version that has, say, 20 harmonics instead of just six, and that might be a lot of fun to play with.
I already started working on one that's polyphonic, so. Oh. I haven't showed you that yet.
You never know what Mark is doing in his attic.
Yeah.
Wow.
In a sentimental mood.
Duke Ellington.
I'm Amanda Hunnicfort, Illinois Public Media.